To qualify, we didn't need a win. So, was not a drama. The 1-1 was not a drama. We knew that with the draw, if we win the next two matches, we would qualify second in the group. But I think by the mental point of view was important, a reaction to a negative moment. In other matches, we had good periods, we played well. But when the negative moment arrived, the team feel it too much. And difficult to emerge again in the game and to have control of the game. And today, that was perfect because we can see the goal with 15 minutes to go, more or less. And the team emerged. They know that the draw would be not a drama. The draw would be acceptable because then we have two matches to decide. But they wanted to win. They felt confidence for that. I think to have on the bench people like Hazard and Pedro also helps the morale of the team because you bring them to the game and they know that these two players, they can change the kind of game we were playing, because with William and Oscar as wingers is a certain kind of football. With Pedro and Hazard is a different football. So it was good, and now we can still finish first in the group, which is not the most important thing. The most important thing is to finish second, but we still can finish first.
Jose, I think you previously said your wife doesn't come to much football, but I think she was here tonight with your whole family.
Well, is my daughter's birthday, and if I don't see her from the bench, I don't see her all day. And because the day she was born, I had a match, and I was not there. At least when she's 19, I could give a look back and see her there.
Because Chelsea had quite a difficult second time today, and because, honestly, Chelsea only scored one goal today, do you think a draw would be a fairer result?
I don't think. I think if you go in your direction, I also can say that Dinamo goal was a Chelsea goal. Because it's our mistake too. That's not the point. I think I have to say, I told already in television, that for me Dinamo is a very good team. Very good team. And I told already Rabrov and Sheva, because they were there together, that this Dinamo is much better than the Dinamo I played with Inter in 2010. Much better. Much better team. And people sometimes, we look in the last 10 years maybe, we look to Ukraine, we look to Russia, and we don't think the teams are very good. But I think things are changing. And I saw a very good CSKA Moscow. I saw a very good Dinamo in both matches, not just today and in Dinamo and in Kiev. So the teams are good. The teams are good. And to beat them is difficult. I knew that it's difficult to score against them. I know that they are strong in counter-attack. I know they have five giants in set pieces and it's difficult to control so many tall and strong players. I know the risks we had in the game, but I think in the first half we were very, very good. And in the first half, I think we deserve a different result. And in the last part of the game, I think the normal tendency is that 5-10 more minutes, I think Chelsea scores more goals, because then the game is open and we score more goals. But I have to say, I hope they go to Europa League. I hope, because it means that we go to the Champions League last 16. But I think this team in Europa League is a candidate, because the team is very good.
Jose, you're not a man that's normally easily moved to emotion, but near the end of the game, when the whole stadium was singing and standing up for the special one, and basically letting everybody know that they're right behind you. And you did seem a little bit moved at the time. I mean,
yes.
Just talk to us about that.
Well, I had the moment I come back to the club and we play the first match at home against Old City. The way the club, the stadium welcomed me was amazing, but not comparable with today. Not comparable with today, because today comes in a moment where the results are not good. It comes in a moment where you are asking me, you are asking for my end. The fans, they read newspapers. The fans, they watch TV. The fans, they listen pundits, commentators, opinions. They read blogs. And it's quite unbelievable what they try to say today. Today they try to say, we want you here. And probably they want also to say to all of you, let him work. We want him. Let him work. And this is a fantastic feeling. The players, they show once more they want to win. Today they did it, last week, no, but they show again that they want to win. And the fans, they show again their passion for the club, I think, is fundamentally what they show, passion for the club. And then to support the club manager, I think is a way of showing respect, but fundamentally is a way to show passion for the club. And amazing, really.
It's two parts to this question. First of all, a late win often feels more uplifting than kind of a normal win, as it were. So do you think that can help this be a turning point? And secondly, just to follow on from Moose's question, do you think with the reaction of the crowd in the last few weeks that not just you, but the whole club is going to come through this and be a lot stronger in the future?
I think it's an amazing feeling for the club to know that the fans are in the good moments and in the bad moments. In the good moments, you see the street full of people celebrating with the buzz. That's easy. It's easy for kids to go to school with a Chelsea shirt when Chelsea wins every match. I think not easy for kids with 10, 12 years old to go to school with a Chelsea shirt when Chelsea is losing matches, and probably they are bullied by other kids from teams that are winning matches, and they are happy. That's where you see the clubs, and that's, you know, I always remember I was impressed because I was in England, I think, for not a long time. We beat Liverpool in Anfield, I think 4-0 or 5-1, something like that. And in the last 10 minutes, Anfield was singing for that team. I was impressed. With Chelsea, I think this is my moment, because it was amazing. So I think the club has to be very proud of their fans. I don't have another way to thank them than give everything I have, which I did always, which I will do always. It's the only way I have to thank them for this reaction. To win after concede a goal with 10-15 minutes to go, I repeat, is important. It was something I spoke a lot with the players during these last 2-3 days, which was when the difficult moment arrived, face the difficult moment, don't collapse, don't be affected, keep the belief. And they were fantastic. I think also Pedro and Hazard to come for the last 10-15 minutes. If you are a player, if you are tired, you gave everything for 70-75 minutes, you have Pedro and Hazard coming into the game. I think every one of them, immediately they have a click, they have a belief, they know that something can happen from there. And then William scored an unbelievable goal, which many players would deserve, because many players had a very good performance. But I think him more than anyone deserved that goal.